From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, October the 6th through Sunday, October the 8th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amy Biancalli reported in the Times Union on the Grassroots Radio Conference held in Albany this weekend. The annual national gathering was hosted by WCAALP, a new low-power station located at Grand Street Community Arts in the city's Mansion neighborhood. WCAA station manager Musa Zawana said the station's call letters stand for Community Arts and Activism. The station, which broadcast at 100 watts, went on the air in February, roughly 3 years after receiving approval from the Federal Communications Commission. The Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy was licensed for its low-power station, WOOC, around the same time. Michelle Bradley, an LPFM advocate who tracks low-power stations, said the movement, and I quote, has changed substantially, end quote, over the years. According to Bradley, more than 700 stations are still licensed from the original LPFM application process in 2000. An additional 1,282 exist from the 2013 FCC window. Richard Moody reported for Columbia Green Media, people in Greene and Columbia counties are mourning the passing of Emily Berna, one of the last surviving former residents of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse. Berna died last week at the age of 92. Her father was the keeper of the Hudson Beacon from 1930 to 1949, and Berna was 6 years old when the family moved to the lighthouse. Joe Kennelly, who knew Berna well from his time working for the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society, said, and I quote, "We loved her. She was quite a character with a tough personality. She would say what needed to be said. She told me she used to walk on the ice on the river to get to school with her younger brothers. She said her father used to make her bring the rowboat with her in case the ice cracked," end quote. Berna was a graduate of Hudson School of Nursing and Syracuse University, and she worked as a school nurse at Catskill and Cairo Durham High Schools. Berna was recognized in 2010 by the Village of Athens and the U.S. House of Representatives for her lifelong service to the community. Bill Mahoney reported at Politico New York support for the November referendum on whether the state should hold a constitutional convention seems to be in decline, according to a Siena College Research Institute poll released Friday, October the 6th. A total of 44% registered voters support the idea, compared to 39% against. Two other questions also on the ballot in November drew strong support. A proposal to make it easier to strip pensions from public officials who commit felonies was backed by 81 to 15, and another to make it easier to make infrastructure improvements in the forest preserves was supported 52 to 33. In the same poll, Governor Andrew Cuomo scored a 57% favorability rate. Among the nearly 800 registered voters polled, 28% had a favorable opinion of President Donald Trump, down a point from a month ago. Patricia Doxey reported in the Daily Freeman, Dutchess County Legislature Chairman Dale Bochet said legislator Joseph Incoronado will not be censured for the remarks he made last year, suggesting women might bear some responsibility for their own rape. Bochet said his fellow Republican apologized for the comments privately in a letter. Bochet said it was clear to him that Incoronado did not mean what he said during that meeting, and said Incoronado expressed, and I quote, "regret," end quote, that he had misspoken and then apologized. Bochet said, and I quote, "to me that was enough to say I don't want to consider a censure resolution," end quote. In July, the legislature voted to censure legislator Joel Tiner, a Democrat, after he repeatedly declined to apologize for remarks other legislators said likened a county official to World War II Nazi. Melanie Lekachevic reported for Columbia Green Media, the Coxsackie Athens Foundation for Education has named 5 local residents for inclusion on the Coxsackie Athens Wall of Honor. The foundation is a fundraising organization that awards grants to worthy school district projects that would otherwise not be funded. Honorees this year are Ellen DeLucia, Major General G. Larry Gunderman, Dorothy Lovelock, Paul Salvino, and Robert Van Valkenburg. All 5 honorees are Coxsackie Athens High School alumni. They were chosen based on their professional achievements and contributions made to the Coxsackie Athens School District or the community in general. The inductees will be honored at the annual Wall of Honor Gala on October 20th. Matthew Hamilton reported for the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration clarified Friday that New York regulations still mandate that birth control be covered by health insurance plans, despite the action taken by the Trump administration last week to roll back the federal requirement. In January, the Cuomo administration proposed rules that require health insurers to cover all contraceptive drugs and devices without copays, coinsurance, or deductibles. On Friday, Cuomo called the Trump administration's actions, and I quote, disgraceful, end quote, and I quote, direct assault on women's rights, end quote. That showed, and I quote, a callous disregard for the millions of women who rely on birth control for an assortment of critical medical needs, end quote. And finally, Ann Friedman reported for the Columbia Green Media that although the proposed 2018 city budget has not been made public yet, Hudson Youth Department Director Nick Zakos is already raising concerns about the continued defunding of the department, its programs, and facilities located on South 3rd Street. Zakos said, and I quote, "We've already been a neglected department in city government, and I think it shows in our facilities and the amount of programs we are able to offer. We've been working to get stuff going again, and I think we're turning the corner and growing the organization. But we really need financial support in order to do that," end quote. The proposed 2018 department budget totals nearly $370,000 and is expected to be presented to the Common Council in mid-November. The amount requested reflects an increase of more than $32,000, far less than the $500,000+ that Zakos requested. Zakos said he is seeking private, state, and federal funding in the hope of raising additional money. Today is day 6 of the WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interests. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia Counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting widespread rainfall into Monday night. The rain will come down heavy at times, mainly in the morning. The temperature high for Monday will be 72 degrees. On Monday night, rain continues, mostly cloudy, with a low around 62. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 53. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise this morning was at 7:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:22 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the ninth day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.